Okay, good evening, everybody. Welcome back to our weekly Pirkei Avos learning. A good Erev Shabbos. And at the same time, a Chodesh Tov to all. Today was the first day of Rosh Chodesh Elul. Tonight into tomorrow is the second day of Rosh Chodesh Elul, which means it's Aleph Elul. So we are really in the time period of Teshuvah, Tefillah, Tzedakah, Ma'aviran, Esroa, Hagzera. How beautiful it is to usher in the month of Elul. Tonight into tomorrow begins Aleph Elul with Torah learning that you will see is very relevant to Inyanei Diyoma. Tonight's shiur is sponsored by Razi Benedict as a Zchus Refuah Shleima for Shlomo ben Saradina. He should have a Refuah Shleima. And the merit of the Torah we share this evening together. So I will begin by screen sharing so that I can show you the Mishnah that we are focusing on. Just tell me if you could see my screen. Yes, you can. Okay, so last week, if you missed it, you could catch it on YU Torah. Last week, we spoke about Pirkei Avos in Perek Dalet, Mishnah Chaf Aleph. Rabbi Yaakov Omer, Rabbi Yaakov says, Ha'olam hazeh dome leprozdor. This world resembles an antechamber or a hallway or a vestibule, if we will, b'fnei ha'olam haba, before the world to come. Haskein atzmecha b'prozdor. You should prepare yourself in the hallway, k'dei sh'tikanes letraklin, so that you will enter into the grand entranceway, into the grand ballroom. So we had a big in-depth shiur on this last week, and we might think to ourselves, if the whole point of being here is to get to the next world, which it is, why are we in this world at all? Maybe we want to leave this world as early as possible to get to the next world. If this is just the hallway, don't you want the king to open up the palace doors very quickly? How long do you want to be stuck in the hallway for? How long do you want to be preparing? I want to be invited to the banquet. So even though we had a very in-depth shiur, really none of the insights were my own. We went through many, many sources quoting this idea that this world is just the antechamber preceding the world to come, which is the ultimate world of truth, which is the banquet hall where we all want to go. And we have to ask ourselves, why do we want to be in this world at all? So last week we gave a mashal from the Sefer Gesher HaChayim, an in-depth mashal about two twins in utero, and one twin realizes that the pregnancy is just preparation for the next world, and the other twin thinks this is all there is. And so when the first twin is about to be born, he says to his brother, I'm dying. And the twin says, you're not dying, I told you, you're going to another world. That is the real place you want to be. This is not the real place that you want to be. However, I think we could take the mashal and the nimshal further. If we ask ourselves, what's the whole point of Olam Hazeh, this world? If really I want to get to the next world, which we all want to get to, and that is the ballroom, and this is only the antechamber, why do I want to be here at all? So when we think back to the mashal of the twins, the answer becomes clear. If the twins are born too early, if the baby emerges out of the mother's womb too early, we know that they have not had sufficient, or the child, the uterus, the fetus has not had sufficient time in utero to prepare for this world. And so what will the existence be like in this world if it has not had enough time to prepare to enter the real world? So too, we can say the nimshal with us. We need time in this world to properly grow. This world, if it's compared to the uterus, so you need a certain amount of time here to prepare for your existence in the next world, which means that this world serves a beautiful purpose. Even though the end all and the be all of the baby in utero is not to stay in utero forever, but it utilizes that time to grow, to prepare it for this world. So too, we daven for Arichus Yamim and Shanim. It is Elul. We daven to be inscribed in the Sefer HaChayim, Lamancha Elokim Chayim, not because this world is the end goal, but rather because it prepares us, it grows us, it gives us opportunities, I should say, to prepare ourselves for life in the next world. So now we go to the Mishnah that we are addressing this week. And now I will go back to my screen share. And here we go. Can you see? So we're doing the very next Mishnah. Last week in depth, we did the Mishnah of this world is the antechamber, next world is the next world is the ballroom. And now we go to the very next Mishnah. Oh, I don't want you to read ahead of my notes. So now we go to the very next Mishnah. Who haya omer? Who said? Rabbi Yaakov. Because Rabbi Yaakov just told us, prepare yourself here in the hallway to enter the ballroom. And he continues and he teaches. Who haya omer? Rabbi Yaakov used to say, Yafa sha'a achas b'teshuva. So I thought it was so appropriate to continue with this shiur because it's a continuation of what we learned last week. And here he talks about teshuvah. And Elo has begun. If we are not going to engage in introspection and repentance and return now, then when? So Rabbi Yaakov tells us, Yafa Shah Achas B'teshuvah V'maisim Tovim B'olam Hazeh Mikol Chaye Ha'olam Haba. You should know that one hour, one moment, one time, one act of teshuvah, repentance, U'maisim Tovim, and good deeds in this world is better than the entire world to come. That's a very strong statement. It's a very strong statement. Next world is the eternal world of truth. This world is a fleeting world, and Rabbi Yaakov teaches us that one moment of teshuvah ma'isim tovim in this world is better than the entire life in the eternal world of truth. However, he says, the yafa shal acha shal kol ras ruach ba'olam hazeh mikol chaye ha'ol. I'm sorry. Yafa shal acha shal kol ras ruach ba'olam haba. However, you should know that one moment of what is koras ruach, some type of pleasure, we will translate it soon exactly, in the next world is better than all of this world. So Rabbi Yaakov in this Mishnah is telling us two seemingly contradictory teachings. On the one hand, he teaches that one sha'ah, which can be turn or moment or act, it doesn't literally mean hour, one instance of repentance and good deeds in this world is better than the entire life in the next world. Okay, sounds good. But then he says, wait, you should know that one moment of some kind of pleasure in the next world is better than all of this world. So which one's better? So how do I understand? What is Rabbi Yaakov teaching me? So let us look at Rav Shamsher Fal Hirsch, which I scanned and downloaded to my computer so I could share it with you. Can you see Rav Shamsher Fal Hirsch? Okay. Rav Shamsher Fal Hirsch commentary to Pirkei Avos says, each of these two worlds has its own purpose. Just like going back to the mashal from the Gesher HaChayim, the fetus, the embryo, cannot come to this world when it's just created. It was planted there for growth. So imagine if we come to this world and immediately go to the next world. We don't value that as the gift of Arichus Yamim and Shanu because we recognize that we do want to be here for as long as possible. But why? And which world is better? According to Rabbi Yaakov, he seems to contradict himself. Each of these two worlds, says Rav Shamsher Fal-Hirsch, has its own purpose and thus a value peculiarly its own, which the other cannot afford us. So each world has a value that the other world cannot give us. This world is the place where you may prepare. How do you prepare? Self-ennoblement. Teshuvah u'maisim tovim. Through the discharge of your physical, moral, and spiritual tasks. Everything in this world that we do, we must recognize we are preparing for the next world. How careful is the mother when the baby's in utero? If she is a wise and discerning woman, she doesn't smoke, she doesn't drink, she doesn't eat unpasteurized milk, she doesn't eat deli meat, she takes her prenatal vitamins, she is aware that everything, she makes sure to get enough rest, she gets exercise, if the doctor says go on bed rest, she goes on bed rest. Why? Because everything she does, her physical, moral, and spiritual tasks are to nurture the being that is growing within her. So this world affords us the opportunity to discharge our physical, fasting on Yom Kippur is, yes, an emotional experience, but also a physical experience, our moral and our spiritual tasks. You cannot make up in the world to come for any of the moral, spiritual, refinement you have not attained in this world. If you didn't do it down here, you can't do it up there. You can't go up after 120 and say, oh, you know, I forgot about the mitzvos. I was lax. Now I want to not speak Lashon Hara. Now I want to bench Birkos HaMazon from a Birko. Now I want to do Tikkun Amidos. Now I want to give more tzedakah. Now I want to go to another shir. Now I want to be a better person. It's too late. You cannot make up in Olam Haba for any of the moral and spiritual refinement that you have not attained in this world. How do you attain it in this world? By faithful performance of your tasks. Hence, even 1 hour of teshuva and ma'isim tovim on this earth is more important for the improvement of your neshama than all of life in the next world. Because whatever you do here is what you take up there. And once you get there, that's it. So for the improvement of your neshama, olam haza is of crucial importance. For that which you have failed to do in 1 hour here, you cannot retrieve even in all the eternity of the world to come. The time that we waste here, I'm not talking to you. It's a frightening consideration. And when we come to Elul, I feel such a sense of melancholy and trepidation and awe, and I can't believe it's Elul. And it's a time when we consider this idea of teshuvah and ma'isim tovim. So whatever teshuvah and ma'isim tovim we do here, one act of teshuvah and ma'isim tovim is better than the whole eternal world of truth. What does that mean? It's not better than the bliss enjoyed by the tzaddikim as they bask in the glory of the Shechina in the next world. But it affords my neshama a higher place in the Olam Ha'emes. The world to come, on the other hand, Olam Haba, is one of blissful happiness. This is Rav Hirsch. And all the joys and all of the pleasures which even the longest lifetime on earth could afford cannot outweigh one single hour of spiritual satisfaction in Olam Haba. So it's true, this world serves a purpose. It is to acquire, through teshuva and ma'isim tovim, the fulfillment of our physical, moral, and spiritual tasks. The fulfillment and acquisition of spiritual refinement. So this world affords us opportunities that we cannot gain in the next world. However, the spiritual bliss or spiritual satisfaction, the koras ruach, in the world to come, does not compare even by one iota to the most pleasurable act in this world. Whatever you have the most pleasure from, whether it's eating five foods or taking a nap, some people like going to the spa or getting a manicure. I'm not being facetious. I don't know. Whatever enjoyment you have, seeing the grandeur of Alaska or the beauty of the Grand Canyon or whatever it is that brings you pleasure, it doesn't compare even one hour of that to the spiritual satisfaction that is found in the world to come. And this is how... Where am I? Where's your document? And therefore, that's where Rav Shlomo Shamfal Hirsch explains this Mishnah. Rabbi Yaakov teaches us one moment of teshuva and ma'isim tovim in this world, Olam Haza, is better, is more pleasant than the entire next world, because it affords you an opportunity. And in the next world, there are no such opportunities. However, one moment of spiritual satisfaction, that's interpretation according to Rav Hirsch, kol ras ruach, spiritual satisfaction in the next world is better than the entire life in this world. Even if you live 120 years, not one moment of pleasure compares to the spiritual satisfaction in the next world. So I heard Rav Zev Lev Shlita speak on this Mishnah. Heard Rabbi Zavlev speak on this Mishnah. And he said, if two different sages taught us these teachings, so we could debate, we could have a philosophical debate. Rabbi Yaakov says like this, Rabbi Yishmael says like this, Rabbi Yaakov says like this, Rabbi Akiva says like this. The problem, he said, is that it's the same sage who teaches us this Mishnah. It's Rabbi Yaakov. And Rabbi Yaakov, he says, wasn't a schizophrenic. So how, do we explain that Rabbi Yaakov teaches us the same teaching? Is this world better? Or is the next world better? So I know we already saw Rav Hirsch, but I am going to tell you Rabbi Zev Lev explained as follows. Rabbi Yaakov teaches us in this Mishnah that one act of teshuva amaisim tovim ba'olam haza is yafeh, more yafeh than all of life in the next world. On the other hand, the same Rabbi Yaakov teaches us, Yafeh sha'acha shel koras ruach ba'olam haba mikoch haye olam hazeh. So which one is it? So he says, first of all, what is koras ruach? So according to Rav Shlomo Shamfal Hirsch, it means, koras ruach means spiritual satisfaction. But Rabbi Zev Lev gave a different interpretation. He says it's peripheral pleasure. The next world, the spiritual enjoyment in the next world is so vast, so boundless and so infinite, that even one moment of peripheral pleasure in the next world is better than the entire life in this world. Unbelievably strong statement. So now, how do we understand Rabbi Yaakov? Which world is better? And clearly we understand the neshama is on a journey. We began this last week and we're continuing it this week. And these two Mishnais are back to back. And it's the same Rabbi Yaakov who teaches us these two Mishnais. Rabbi Yaakov tells you this world is an antechamber. So prepare yourself in this hallway to get into the ballroom. And then Rabbi Yaakov says, wait a minute, I'm going to tell you two things that seem to contradict each other. One moment of peripheral pleasure in the next world is better than the entire this world. And one moment of teshuvah and ma'isim tovim gives a lot of impact to our ma'isim tovim and teshuvah and elul is better than the whole next world. So how do we understand Rabbi Yaakov who contradicts himself? Rabbi Zev Lev says, a person needs to ask themselves why they live. What is the purpose of a person's life? If the purpose, it's so appropriate for Elo. I thank the Ribbono Shel Olam for guiding me. I heard this shiur from Rabbi Zev Lev, by the way. I actually heard him say this same teaching twice in two different shiur. On the second time I heard it, a month ago, I said, oh, I heard this already, but Hashem obviously wanted me to hear it again. I was already on a fast hook. I had already downloaded the shiur. I wasn't going to find another one. So I had a chazara. I heard him say this twice. Went back a little while ago, and I didn't know yet when I was going to teach it, but tonight's Elul, and he speaks about Teshuvah and Ma'isim Tovim. And last week we did the previous Mishnah, so I said, this is meant to be. Hashem is guiding me. So Rabbi Zev Lev says, why does a person live? And when we identify and answer why we live, we will understand Rabbi Yaakov's seemingly contradiction, which is actually not a contradiction at all. How so? If a person lives to acquire things, to amass a fortune, to have a lot of physical pleasure, if the whole point of one's life is to enjoy being in this world as the end goal, for example, he said. He said this in both shiurim that I heard him say this. I don't know if it's true or it's a mashal, I don't know, but I think he made it sound like it was true. Like it was a real thing. There was a woman, he said, who died in California. I don't know how long ago this goes back. She wanted to be buried in a Rolls Royce. And she died. She had very expensive cars. She says, I want to be buried in a Rolls Royce. And they put up a sign on her gravestone, on her tombstone, that said, I won. I won, W-O-N, I won. So Rabbi Zev Lev said, I don't know what she won. So she was buried in a Rolls Royce. So she was dead. So she got her wish. What did she win? That she acquired a fancy car? Does it come with her after Patira? What did she win? If we spend our whole life in the quest to amass more, to own more, to physically enjoy as the end goal, we should, we sit down on Shabbos, it's Erev Shabbos. We have basar v'dagim v'chominei matamim. We take a kos of yayin and we're mekadesh l'zman. It should be a nice wine, a meshubach wine. We have challah, tastes delicious. We're not allowed to enjoy Hashem's world. Hashem put us here to enjoy. But we understand that physical pleasure is the fulfillment of a spiritual goal, which is asiyas hamitzvos. So if I live to acquire a Rolls Royce as the end goal, not to drive me to where I want to go, not to drive me to do a chesed, not to drive me to help someone get, you know, move in my van, and not to help me deliver food for achiyaz or meals and more. No, just for the end goal. So I missed the whole point. So she was buried, he said, in her Rolls Royce. And she had a sign on her tombstone. I won. What did she win, he said? That she enjoyed this world. We're here for such a limited amount of time. For a person who lives only to enjoy physically in this world, so Rabbi Yaakov says, Yafeh sha'acha shel koras ruach ba'olam haba mikol chayeh olam hazeh. One moment of peripheral pleasure in the next world is greater than anything they will ever attain or taste in this world. Did I say this world twice? One moment of peripheral pleasure in the next world outshines by far peripheral pleasure. They don't even get into the banquet hall. They get some of the rays of the spirituality. They don't even get into the main point. Rabbi Zev Lev said, Kores Ruach means, quote, peripheral pleasure. One moment, a peripheral pleasure from the eternal world of truth outweighs everything they did here. Because all they cared about was the car and the food, not as a goal to do a mitzvah. Not because I need to be healthy so I eat to serve Hashem. But it was a goal in and of itself. And if that's how a Jew lives, says Rabbi Zev Lev, Rachman al-Latzan, so we missed the whole point of why we're here. So if we live only to attain, to enjoy, for the purpose of pure physical enjoyment, forgetting the neshama tahora shenasata bi. And 1 minute of peripheral pleasure in the next world is better than your entire existence in this world. Yafa sha'acha shel koras ruach olam haba mikol chaya olam haba. Because you missed the whole point of being here. That's not a healthy preparation for that fetus in utero. You missed the whole point of why you're here. If, however, a person understands that the goal of life in this world is to utilize physical things. Everything we do is physical. We're a physical being. Even when we daven, we move our lips, we hold a sitter, we bow down. We're constantly engaged in physical activity. When we cook for Shabbos, you're doing something physical. When you do laundry for your family, think of it as a chesed. You're doing something physical. Our whole lives are physical. We're a physical being. When we speak, it's physical. When we see, it's physical. When we eat, when a husband and wife are together, everything is physical. But is that the end goal? The steak was so delicious, that's it? Or I'm sustaining my body. I'm elevating my Shabbos table. My Yom Tov will be beautiful with a beautiful roast. If, says Rabbi Lev, a person lives with the awareness and the constant conscience, that he is in this world to amass more Maisim Tovim, more mitzvos, to become closer to the Ribono Shel Olam, then Yafa Sha'achas Shel Teshuva U'Maisim Tovim Ba'Olam Haza Mikol Chayehu Olam Haba. Because like we saw in Rav Shamshar and Fal Hirsch, once you get to the next world, you can't acquire anything anymore. So this world, you understand, every moment in this world is so precious. Because with every moment, I can make a bracha, I can be with my family, I can do a chesed, I can daven, I can attend a shir, I can work on tikkun amidos, I can keep kashrus. That doesn't compare to the entire life in the next world, because in the next world, we don't have those opportunities. They will be lost to us. So if you live like an Eved Hashem is supposed to live, I'm not saying you, I'm talking to myself, then, Yafa Sha'a Achas, Shal Teshuva U'Maisim Tovim, Ba'olam Haza. Yes, this world serves a tremendously geshmak purpose. If you understand, we're preparing ourselves through growth. Just like every day, the baby grows in utero more and more. Remember, my last children, Kanai Nahar, were born very premature. And I remember at the time, I was in the hospital for a few days, they managed to push off the labor with drugs. And I remember at the time they told us, 1 day in utero is a week in the incubator. If the baby comes out too early, 1 day in utero is a week in an incubator. That's the value of preparing properly in this world for the next world. Doesn't mean we're going to be here forever. We're not going to be here forever. Doesn't mean I want to be here forever. So why do I want to Richus Yamim and Shanim? Maybe after last week's year, we got off the Zoom call thinking, okay, so, you know, we're all ready to go to the next world, but we know we're not ready to go to the next world. Why not, though? Why not? That's the question. And that's the next mission of Rabbi Yaakov. Do I want more time to enjoy physically more? And that's it. That's it. Physical enjoyment, period, the end. Or do I want more time to do more mitzvos, teshuva, maisim, tovim, which gets me a portion in the next world. And like Rav Hirsch says, once our neshamas ascend there, we cannot amass anything else. So Rabbi Zeviv said, very nice, she was buried in a Rolls Royce. And a tombstone said she won. What did she win? And if that's our attitude, then 1 minute of peripheral pleasure is better than this whole world. But if this whole world is to prepare myself through growth, it's Elul. Yafa sha'a achas shel teshuva ma'isim tovim ba'olam hazeh mikol chaya olam haba. Because what I can do here, I can't do there. Every bracha made with kavana is better than life in the next world. What does that mean? It means I'm preparing my neshama. So I want to share with you a story. So I first heard this story from the very reliable source. I heard it from my friend, just to make the story easy, Yocheved. Goes back years ago. This happened to Yochaved's sister. Yochaved has a sister named Sarah. It happened to Sarah's father-in-law. Actually, both Sarah and Yochaved, I'm quite friendly with. But Yochaved told me the story. It was about Sarah, who I know well, father-in-law. Sarah's father-in-law was a man named Walter Berger. Walter Berger lived, I think, in Farakwe. And his whole life, he made a deal with God. And he said to God, who told me the story? Yochaved. Who's Yochaved? Sarah, sister. I know both Sarah and Yochaved. It happened to Sarah's father-in-law, so it was not hearsay. He was telling me about a story about her sister. Walter Berger, Allah Hashem, made a deal with God. What was the deal, his wife? If you get me to 85, that's fine. I just want to live till 85. After that, you can take me, God. At 84 and a half, Walter Berger became ill, and he found himself in the hospital. And until then, he was healthy. And he realized, you know, his whole life he made a deal with God. He doesn't want to go anymore. He didn't know what to do. Because apparently God was listening, because he was 84 and a half, and now he's sick. This is Sarah's father-in-law, Lava Shon. So at the time, I don't know if he was davening at the White Shul. It goes back to the time when Rav Shai Shechter was the new assistant rabbi in the White Shul. After I heard the story from Yochaved, sometime later, I heard Rav Shai Shechter tell it over in a shir. I couldn't believe it. I had heard it from Yochaved already. So what happens? He says he wants to see the rabbi. Rav Shai Shechter said, I'm putting it together. Yochaved told it to me first, and then I heard Rav Shai Shechter say it, going back a long time ago. So Rav Shai Shechter said, I was this young, new rabbi. I come into the hospital room, and Walter Berger sends everyone out of the room, says, I need privacy, I need to speak to the rabbi. So Rabbi Shechter says, what can I do for you? Whatever exactly he said. So Walter Berger says, listen, Rabbi, my whole life I made a deal with God. Get me to 85 and then you can have me. I changed my mind. I'm 84 and a half. I'm not ready to die. What should I do? I told Hashem my whole life, 85, it's fine. I'm almost 85. What should I do? Rabbi Shechter said, he was young. He was inexperienced. He had no idea what to answer. He didn't know what to say. He said he has to get back to him. Rabbi Feiner went. End of the stories, Rabbi Feiner said to Walter Berger, tell Hashem why you want more time. Let's talk about what you want to do with your time. Whatever deals they negotiated, that part of the story was not revealed. Walter Berger recovered and lived for 3 more years after that incident. So it's Elul. And it's almost Rosh Hashanah. And we all know how fast the weeks go. Every Friday, I say, it's Friday. And Baruch Hashem, my weeks are so busy. And still, every Friday, I say, it's Erev Shabbos. And before we turn around, Yom HaDin is going to be here. And we're going to cry. If we don't cry, there's something wrong. And we're going to beseech you, Ribono Shel Olam. Even if you cry internally, I don't literally mean you have to have tears on your face. But internally, we tremble. Rav Soloveitchik calls Rosh Hashanah Coronation Day. The day the king, HaMelech, HaKadosh, sits on his throne. V'chol ba'ai olam ya'avun lefanecha kivnei maron. And we're going to daven. For bracha v'shalom. For chayim tovim. For besuras tovos. For refuos. Shir sponsored as a chus refuos for Shlomo ben Saradina. It's not enough to say, Hashem, you are Chayim. Why do we want to be here? So I can enjoy physical things for the purely sake of enjoying physical things? That's not life. In that case, I have it all wrong. In that case, Yafesh a'achas shal koras ruach ba'olam haza mikol chayim haba. Ba'olam. I said it totally wrong. Yafesha achas shall koras ruach ba'olam haba mikol chayim haba. If I want life in this world, to eat more, to relax more, to read novels more, only for the purpose, not eating for the purpose of being healthy, not napping for the purpose of having koach so I could get through my day, not reading a book so it enlightens me in some aspect of avodas Hashem. But just because I physically want to enjoy the physicality in this world, So if I can't even convince myself, how can I convince the Ribbono Shel Olam to give me life? And then one moment of peripheral pleasure in the next world is better than 120 years here. Because if a person's goal is to have on their tombstone after 120, I won, and to die with their Rolls Royce, then why were they living? But if I understand that everything I do here is to bring me to spiritual satisfaction in the next world. So I eat for a mitzvah. I cook for my Shabbos table. I spend time with my children to be mechanech and shower them with love. I go for a walk to be healthy. I go for a manicure to make myself appealing and well kept. Because an Eved Hashem must be well kept. If I understand that every single physical thing I do has spiritual gains, then yafa sha'achas shel teshuva u'maisim tovim ba'olam hazeh mikol chayei olam haba. Then every minute in this world is better than the entire life in the next world, because you can accomplish here what you can't accomplish there. So Walter Berger, Rabbi Feiner, said, why? You told God 85 your whole life, so he gave you till 85. And now you're considering that you really don't want till 85. But you better tell him why you want to be here. And isn't that a message for Elul and the Yemei Hadin that are upon us? Because who amongst us is not beseeching the Ribbono Shel Olam for Chayim? But why? Why do we want him to bench us with life? What is the purpose? What will we do with the Arichos Yamim and Shanim he graces us with? If we want to convince God that we're worthy, we better first convince ourselves. I will end with a quote from Rav Aaron Leib Shteinman Zatzal. Rav Aaron Leib Shteinman. Here it is. I didn't want to read ahead before. Can you see the screen? Rav Aaron Leib Shteinman, Zecher Tzadik, V'Kadosh, Levracha, Schusu, Yagen Aleinu, mused about the value of longevity. Can you see? Here it is. Mused about the value of longevity. On the one hand, there is value to longevity. You can do more mitzvos. On the other hand, you will need to account in the heavenly tribunal for every single second. I always think to myself, what is preferable? A man who died at the age of 103 in Choftal at Kislev 2 years ago. What is preferable, says Rav Shteinman? A man who lives to an old age and needs to account for every single second. Or a man who does not, and by extension, has less of an accounting to give. The day of accounting is coming, because Tafshin Pei Aleph is almost here. And before we turn around, we're going to say, is it Rosh Hashanah? Mi bekitzo, mi lo bekitzo. So we have to tell Hashem why we want to be here. So Rabbi Yaakov teaches us, as we said last week, this world is only the antechamber before the world to come. And we have to prepare ourselves. If you missed last week's share, you could get it online. And we have to prepare, if you want the link, WhatsApp me, I'll send it to you. And we have to prepare ourselves in this antechamber to enter the hallway, the ballroom. So maybe you left last week's share and you thought, okay, so great, I want out of here. But we all know we don't want out of here. We want to be here. But why do we want to be here? So Rabbi Yaakov tells us that in the very next Mishnah. Ask yourself why you want to be here. It's taka, a very good question. And then tell God why you want to be here. And with that perspective, we can understand the seemingly contradictory statements of Rabbi Yaakov. Yafasha achas b'teshuva ma'isim tovim ba'olam hazeh. 1 hour of teshuva and ma'isim tovim in this world is better than all of life in the next world. But if you live for the Rolls Royce and you think you won the more toys you amass, then yafasha achas shel koras ruach ba'olam haba. And 1 moment of peripheral pleasure in the next world is better than all of eternity in this world. So Rabbi Feiner said to Walter Berger, why Do you want more time? We need to ask ourselves, no matter our age, and we stand before the Ribbono Shel Olam now, in this month, these 40 days that are upon us, the 40 days that Moshe davened for forgiveness, and on Yom Kippur, Hashem said, Salachti Kedvaracha. We need to tell ourselves, and we need to explain to the Ribbono Shel Olam what our perspective is, why we want to be here, why we deserve, perhaps, to be, even though nothing is deserved. But we tell the Ribbono Shel Olam why we want to be in the Sefer HaChaim, Lamancha Elokim Chaim, because you are my God, and you are the living God, and I'm here to serve you. So put us in the Sefer HaChaim, Lamancha Elokim Chaim. The Shir sponsored by Razi Benedict should be his Chus Refuah Shleima for Shlomo Ben Saradina. It's Aleph Elul. May you and your families and all of Kol Yisrael b'chol makom shehem be inscribed for a kesiva, a chasima tova, a shana tova u'mesuka. Amen v'amen. Thank you all for learning with me.